From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of Master Naturalist Rebecca Alexa, today's topic is turkey vultures. Fall is here, and we have to say goodbye to many of our summer resident birds. One of these is the turkey vulture. These magnificent raptors are as large as bald eagles and are often mistaken for them when soaring in the sky. However, the turkey vulture's wings tilt upward, whereas the eagle has a level wingspan. Just think V for vulture. Also, eagles soar steadily, while turkey vultures teeter side to side while they float on thermals, the warm air rising up from the ground. Having raised their brood for the year, anywhere from 1 to 3 young, turkey vultures are heading back south for the winter. Our vultures usually overwinter in California or Mexico before returning here in the spring. Wherever they go, they are valuable scavengers that feed on carrion. Unlike most raptors, which find food by sight, the vultures have an excellent sense of smell. By cleaning up these rotting carcasses, not only are they keeping this food from going to waste, but they also reduce the transmission of diseases that thrive on decay. Because of this, turkey vultures' immune systems are very resilient due to all the bacteria they have to consume with their meals. They also have extremely acidic stomachs with a pH just above 0. Now that's more acidic than a car battery acid. Which is why it's a good idea not to harass turkey vultures, because one of their defense mechanisms is to vomit on anything threatening them. Thankfully, it's an effective way to gross out any potential predators. These birds also aren't particularly bothered by being a bit icky. They will even poop on their own feet on hot days to help themselves cool down. They may not be the nicest smelling animals, but turkey vultures are certainly one of our most unique birds. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.